This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, London, we're...
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're coming back to your city September 13th and 14th, 2019, to King's Place for the London Podcast Festival.
Tickets are on sale now at tcgt.com/tour.
Go get them.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm doing well, and I'd like to wish you and yours a hearty congratulations for a successful hot girl summer.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try. Well, now, what does this mean, a hot girl summer?
You don't know what hot girl summer means?
No.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
It's just doing whatever you want.
Oh, what's different than anything else?
I don't know. Are you into the hot girl summer meme, Tom?
What is that? Like getting a pair of mirrored sunglasses and looking at babes?
No.
What? Why not?
No, because it's something. It's not a pervert summer, Tom.
That's not a pervert. A pervert would do it without glasses.
They'd get mirrors on their
shoes.
Yeah. No, Tom, it's...
I get a shirt that says, I'm not a pervert. I got mirrors over my eyes, not on my shoes.
You have a shirt that says that?
I'd like one, yeah.
You should make that.
But then the shirt, it has mirrors on it.
Yeah, guess what? Perverts would buy that to cover their tracks.
Yeah, there's a big market for covering your tracks as a pervert, I'd imagine.
You'd imagine.
Imagine. You remember years ago when... like when iPads first came out, I made an app that was a private browsing app. Like
yeah,
before.
You developed an app that allowed you to look at websites.
This was before the private browsing mode came to like iPhones and iPads.
Yeah, and then you showed me, you demonstrated.
Didn't work great.
By opening up your privacy app and navigating to pornography.
Yeah.
And then showed me, like, hey, it's private. And then you left, and then you're doing other things. And then, like, 15 minutes later, opened up another app, and the pornography from your privacy app started playing in the other app.
Yeah. I wasn't very good at making apps. I don't know what was going on. I wasn't, like, clearing out the memory or something.
Yeah, you were... you didn't know what you were... you put a fraudulent app there.
It wasn't fraudulent.
It didn't work. It didn't do what it purported to do.
It kept your... I didn't constitute what meant private.
You opened up Yelp and hardcore pornography played.
Look, it was still... It was private as far as, like, your computer was concerned. I wasn't transmitting anything. It was private for me. I wasn't transmitting... I wasn't, you know, one of
to
these
what?
Facebook companies like, oh, I'm gathering your data. It was private.
Hmm. I don't know. Because Yelp knew when you opened Yelp or whatever.
No, it wasn't... Yelp didn't know, but you knew or, you know, somebody else using your phone knew. But it was such a weird bug that you could get away with, like, that's weird. Like, Yelp has pornography? Huh. I guess the whole world's going to trash.
You have a bunch of weird little scams like that, irons in the fire.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Do you currently have any apps on the App Store?
No, I don't even have a developer account anymore.
Really?
So, yeah.
They jacked up the price?
No, it's just, you know, I had that app, and then I tried to get a fart app in real early on.
You did get some sort of
I got noise. A sad trombone app. I made a few thousand dollars off of it.
Really?
That. Yeah.
Wow. And then it got booted out.
No, just like, you know, somebody came out with like an app that could make a sad trombone noise and like a fart.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where are you going to spend your 99 cents?
Yeah.
You
it's know, innovation,
I can't,
Tom.
I can't fault, you know, the customer in that case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what capitalism's all about. He's going to improve on it.
Yeah, so that's like, I know firsthand that there's a big market. You know, maybe I shouldn't be giving these ideas away for free. Maybe I should just go on an inventor's retreat or something and think about how I could innovate in the pervert space.
I would like to go away on a retreat and just think about some stuff. Yeah. But I think I'd need to go with some real focused thinking. I'm gonna come up
with some ideas for perverts.
Yeah.
That I can sell to perverts.
What should I do?
Perverts, here's the thing about like
come up
real
with fun foods.
For perverts?
No, for just life.
For anybody?
Yeah, my retreat.
Like, Tim, you got to identify your audience. And here's the thing about hardcore perverts, Tim. Okay. They don't have friends or family, so they got disposable income to spend.
Okay.
They've ostracized everybody else from their life with their perverted ways.
Okay.
So you come up with some, like, ways. You sell them on the promise of, I got a product for you that's going to keep your perversions, not at bay. You'll be able to indulge. But nobody else will know, and you can get back.
Tom, there's a flaw in your logic.
What's that?
Because if these people have been ostracized because of their perversions, everybody already knows about their perversions. So,
maybe one of the products I would sell, it'd be a certificate that said you went to a school that taught you not to be a pervert.
Okay. Or like some sort of fake lobotomy scar that you can put on your head.
Yeah, they took out the pervert part of my brain.
Yeah,
and now I'm fine.
Great.
I'd like to preface this with legal perverts, by the way, not people that are into anything illegal. I will not be catering to them. Thank you very much.
Do you want to list the legal perverts that you'll be marketing to?
No.
The types of pervert that you would like to monetize, but...
Like the type of pervert that would just like to go to a beach and oogle at people in bathing suits.
Well, I don't know that...
That's legal, as long as you're not doing anything about it.
It's illegal. I'm just saying it's not a good thing to do.
No, that's why I'm going to bilk these people for all they're worth, Tim. I'm going to take all their money, and then they're going to have to follow the straight and narrow from then on.
Well, Tom, how do we cool off during this hot girl summer? We're cutting all that other stuff out, Tom.
Boy, I'll tell you the way I cooled off today, Tim. Boy, I had a real problem. I bought a seltzer at the store, which I don't like doing.
Why not?
Because I buy seltzer at the store, but I buy seltzer in bulk at the store, and then I drink it at home. Right. I don't like buying seltzer when I'm out.
Seltzer or any single serving beverage?
No, I like buying soda when I'm out because then it's a nice treat. But I now, as I've said on this show before, I no longer keep soda in my home.
I don't know if that's true, though.
It's 100% true.
Okay.
Like,
how many sodas do you drink a week?
Probably seven.
One a day?
Probably not even seven, probably five. One a day on weekdays.
You don't have any soda on the weekends?
I will if I'm at a place that has soda.
So every weekend?
No, sometimes it's like rainy out. I don't really
care
much.
Okay, so you kept cool by buying a seltzer that you felt bad about because you like to consume seltzer exclusively in your home.
Well, because seltzer is kind of a ripoff if you're buying it one at a time.
Okay. I mean, anything is.
Yeah. But,
I buy everything in bulk, Tom.
Sometimes it's more convenient to just buy one thing at a time.
Yeah. You're learning.
So I bought a seltzer. I could not. It was a plastic bottle of seltzer.
Oh,
I could not get this bottle of seltzer open for my life.
Was it too pressurized? So you got to be careful in that situation.
No, it was just like it was on there, just way too tight. I just couldn't get purchase on it, and then. You know how like you make like a real good attempt, but it's not good enough, and then you're like, oh, now I just like made my fingers hurt. So
Tom,
now
this
hand's...
was a plastic,
beverage bottle.
This doesn't make any sense.
I know.
You should go to the doctor.
And that's and I was so mad because I bought it with a sandwich, and then I was eating it like I brought it back to work. I was eating it in the kitchen. There are other people around. And I'm thinking, like, oh, everybody's like, look at the weakling, can't even open a bottle. So I'm, like, trying to play it casual, like, nah, it's fine. Like, I'll get to the soda later while I'm eating my food. Now I'm so thirsty because I'm eating my food that, you know, I desperately want this seltzer. And then I finished the food.
What food were you eating? Sorry, I zoned out a little bit.
I got a...
I zoned out because you're telling the story about toting around a seltzer bottle.
I wasn't toting around. I brought it place A to place B. I had a chicken salad with cranberries and cranberries and walnuts wrap.
Okay, where'd you get it?
CVS.
Cool.
The nice CVS lunch.
Did you really buy lunch at CVS?
Yeah, I bought lunch at CVS.
What is your life, Tom?
I had to go there anyway.
You live in New York City.
I know, and everything's either bad for you or expensive. This was like a little less expensive and didn't seem as bad for me as like a Big Mac.
You bought it from a pharmacy.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
It's got medicine in it.
Exactly. It made me so strong.
did it help you open the bottle of seltzer? So I guess it didn't.
So now I finished the sandwich and I had the seltzer open. So now I'm so mad because I'm thinking to myself, great, I ain't even need this seltzer. I already ate the goddamn sandwich. It's done. Now I got this overpriced bottle of seltzer I even want. I was furious. I was almost going to go back to the store and return it.
What store did you buy it at?
CVS.
You bought everything at CVS?
Yeah, everything. Two things, yeah.
Okay, everything in the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I was like, oh, they're going to...
What else did you buy at CVS?
It just those two things.
What? You said you were going to CVS anyway.
Yeah, to get the sandwich. I was in the mood for a sandwich, and there's no place that just has, like, regular, not a sandwich, like a wrap. There's, like, no place
that has... This is the most depressing tale I've ever heard.
There's no place that just has, like, a nice little simple wrap.
You were in Union Square?
Yeah.
In New York City?
Yeah.
And you couldn't find a sandwich anywhere other than CVS?
Not that I could think of, no. I almost went to Duane Reade for one.
I would say take out your Yelp app, but it would just show you hardcore pornography.
Exactly. And well, I get thrown out of there. Yeah. They're like, oh, a pervert. We don't like perverts here.
Yeah. And you weren't wearing your shirt about the mirrors.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we've been suspicious ever since you started wearing those mirrored sunglasses here every day. So then finally I'm like, I'll just take my drink back to my desk and I'll get to work. And then I'm like getting to work. And I can't even get any work done because I'm so mad at this bottle. So I'm finally...
Did you ask an adult to open it for you?
No, I was trying to open it with my pants.
This seems like a...
No, because like, you know, I the shirt I'm wearing, I don't know if you can tell, it's linen. So it wasn't like very good for grabbing. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to use my pants to grab.
This really shouldn't be that much of an exertion.
It was very hard. So finally, I was like, screw it. I just clamped down on it with my molars, with my teeth, like a wrench, and then twisted it open. And it fucking exploded all over me. Tim, you're right. It was too pressurized. Exploded all over me. But like,
because, while you were sitting at the desk in your office?
Yeah. So, and the way I was sitting, it all landed in my lap. And then my hands were so sticky, which I don't even understand because it says it only has carbonated water and natural flavors. What's making it sticky?
Maybe we should look into these natural flavors.
Exactly. What's so sticky about these natural flavors?
Yeah, I think you dig a little too deep. You're not going to want to know. Turn back now, I say.
So now I like really need to wash my hands, but I've got a huge wet spot in my crotch. So I just had to like sit there for like an hour waiting for my crotch to dry while my hands were all sticky because I want everybody to think I peed my pants. I want everybody to think, that weakling peed his pants.
Yeah.
That guy.
The real pervert's dilemma. Sticky hands and a wet crotch, and you just gotta wait it out. Yeah.
See, and if somebody had offered a product to me where that would solve that problem, maybe like an apron I could wear.
That assures everybody.
Yeah, that's like...
Everything is on the up and up.
Yeah. I don't know what it's... It would have to say something like, I'm not sexual or something on it. So that they wouldn't think I'm...
So this is your idea that you're going to go to the woods on an inventor's retreat and you're going to come back with an apron that says, I'm not sexual.
Well, because if it's just a regular apron, you can't really mark it up, you know? Because even a pervert's gonna look at that apron on a.
You gotta workshop the phrasing on there, though.
Well, that's what the retreat's for, Tim. Okay, I'm not at the retreat right now, sorry. But I'm saying.
I misunderstood. I thought you had already been on the retreat.
No, you try and sell a pervert. Here's an apron for, you know, when you.
I'm gonna bleep that.
Here's an apron you can use. They're gonna be like, well, that's just a regular apron. So you gotta put something on there. That's like, oh, that, yeah, all right, that's a pervert's apron, but an anti-pervert's apron. It'll throw them off the trail.
Tom, I'll tell you something. A couple summers ago, I had not a hot girl summer, but a seltzer explosion summer. I got really into seltzer, Tom, and every seltzer I opened...
Were you so excited you kept shaking them up?
I don't know what happened. I must have exploded 17 or 18 seltzers on myself in public that summer, and not once did I think, well, everybody here is going to think I'm a pervert.
Yeah, Tim, I have a confession. That was me. I was shaking up every seltzer right before you drank it.
So trying to sell me aprons?
Yeah, I'm trying to get business off the ground.
All right, Tom. Enough. We have something wholesome and nice to talk about this week. It's summertime. We have the cure for the summertime blues.
No, there ain't no cure for that, Tim.
Penicillin.
Penicillin is not the cure for the summertime blues. Maybe that's something you can work on at
the retreat. The cure
for
the summertime blues? Frozen treats.
Yeah.
Came up with it.
It's true. It is a. Have you ever had a frozen treat and been upset?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well.
Tom, I'll tell you something. This week's topic is frozen treats. I have very mixed feelings about this because I have sensitive teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't bite into frozen treats. It's painful.
Why don't you try brushing them?
The treats?
No, with your teeth.
Yeah, I brush my teeth.
You got to brush them every day.
I brush them sometimes twice a day.
Nah, you're brushing them too much. That's why they got so sensitive.
Once a day.
Yeah, you rubbed all the enamel off of them.
I mean, what is the deal with sensitive teeth? Why do I have this affliction?
I was gonna say, what's the deal with enamel? It grows back or it can't grow back?
I think it can.
Yeah, huh?
I think they're always warning you. But you drink...
bones don't grow back.
You drink dozens of sodas a week by your own admission.
No, I drink 5 to 7.
And your enamel's
fine. Depending on how rainy it is.
I can't even drink a seltzer without half of it exploding all over me. So, like, an occasional half a seltzer is taking the enamel off my teeth?
What?
It's not fair.
So, have you always had sensitive teeth?
Yeah.
What, if you do this, does that hurt?
No.
No. No, you're not that sensitive.
No, they're not that sensitive. I can function normally, but if I
Where's
bite,
your
if I bite
threshold?
Into, something frozen, I'd say.
Anything frozen?
Something cold. Biting into something cold is uncomfortable.
Every time?
80% of the time.
Now, what if it's spooned into your mouth?
No, it's fine.
That's fine. So you prefer a spoon frozen
treat?
Yeah,
I bypass the teeth as much as possible.
I think that's true about most food.
Hmm?
I think that's true for you about most food.
Yeah, try to mush it up into a paste. Why spend all your time chewing when you can just slurp?
Yeah.
Right?
That's, Tim, you know what?
My nickname in high school was Slurps.
Yeah, well.
What's up, Slurps? And I wore it proudly. A shirt that said Slurps.
Well, look, that's the kind of shirt that my business is not going to sell because that's not going to convey what we're looking to convey. I want to make a distinction here. We're not really talking about ice cream.
My first note right here, all in caps. Tom, can you read this from over there?
No.
Put on your goddamn.
Well,
reading.
It's like at an angle. Turn it more. How are we dealing with ice cream here? Question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this. Here's where I'm going to draw the line on ice cream during this discussion.
Iced cream.
Soft serve,
okay,
and scooped ice cream, out.
That's
their own thing.
Even ice cream in a cone, in a specialty cone?
Yes.
What about a two-stage rocket?
Yes.
That is the definition of a frozen treat.
No, I will tell you the definition of a frozen treat. Hold on. Let me look at my list. No, it doesn't fit my definition of a frozen treat. I'm not talking about scooped ice cream or soft serve
does
ice cream.
Every
Other
element,
types of ice cream do apply.
Does every element of the treat need to be frozen? So like...
Yes,
like it has to come
I think so.
Entirely out of a freezer.
More or less. Yeah. Yeah. No.
So like a cone or if it's in a cone or a cup, no, get out of here. That's not frozen.
Yeah, but I mean like a scooped ice cream, that is coming from a freezer. You're scooping it out of a freezer usually.
Yeah, but into a vessel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's like kind of where we're... You know what? It's like pornography. I know it when I see it.
Okay.
That's our rule for this week.
All right. Sorry, I got a text and you brought up pornography again. And I just want to get past all that. We're talking about wholesome, delicious, frozen treats.
Well, let's start with the things that are on the board.
My
here.
2-year-old nephew listens to this
well,
show, Tom.
Tell your 2-year-old nephew to stop listening to this show.
They can't control him.
Who can?
His parents. State. The state. Yeah, my parents gave him to the state.
They can't control
the state. The governor's like, you got to take this kid back. He's listening to profane audio content all the time.
So let's start
running
by.
Running amok.
Let's start by talking about
City Hall.
Frozen ice cream treats. Now, in this case, I am talking when I'm including
ice cream.
When I'm including ice cream in the frozen treats category.
You didn't have to make that rule earlier, Tom.
No,
you made the rule.
I know, and I'm following the rule. No soft serve, no scooped ice cream. The exception I will make is for prepackaged ice cream treats.
Yeah, the whole thing that comes out of the
freezer.
No,
because I got other stuff on here that is not prepackaged, but is still a frozen treat.
Well, I might have to veto them as frozen treats.
Oh, you'll look like a damn fool if you veto these.
We'll see. We'll see. I'd like to get soft serve ice cream into this conversation, Tom.
No.
Well, we'll see.
All right, I'm going to start with...
Debate me, Tom.
I'm going to start with... Shit, I was going to say the king of this.
Soft serve ice cream is a frozen treat. Change my mind.
I was going to start with... you know what? I will call this the king of frozen ice cream treats.
Wow. Oh, frozen ice cream treats.
Yeah.
Although ice cream is not a frozen treat.
No.
Okay.
Klondike bars.
You know what?
Did I say that weird? Did I say Klondike bards? Klondike bars.
Klondike bar. Klondike bard. Right in place. Never mind. Yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? You like them or not?
I don't.
You don't like them?
Chocolate's too
sensitive
thin.
Sensitive teeth.
And the ice cream's too hard. It doesn't. You gotta bite into. Not ice cream too hard. Ice cream too cold. The thing is. You can, if one has sensitive teeth, mm-hmm. one can bite into a frozen treat if there's enough insulation there, right? So like a Chipwich, which is a frozen treat, yeah, I think you would agree, right?
Yeah, Tim, please don't jump ahead.
But a Chipwich, the cookies surrounding it provide enough insulation that you can bite into it and
describe what a Chipwich is for people that don't know.
All right, you got a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
A cookie about the size of a baseball, but flat.
Yeah, about the circumference of a baseball.
Yeah, circumference of a baseball. Look, you do a cross section.
Size of a baseball, but flat.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
No, that's the same volume as a baseball.
Yeah.
That'd be huge.
We'll see. Yeah, the circumference of a baseball.
We'll see. You're going to do this?
Yeah.
I got a hydraulic press. I'm going to squish this baseball.
A number of baseballs, Tom.
You ever watch any of those hydraulic press channels on YouTube?
Yeah, of course I do, Tom.
Yeah, those are satisfying.
They really are.
Yeah, I like to just see things get smashed.
Smashed to bits.
I mean, those, yeah.
Do they have burning channels?
Oh, yeah. They got burning channels.
Slow motion burning?
Yeah, I watch. Sometimes I watch.
We're gonna burn this thing and show it in super slow motion.
Smelting videos. They smelt things.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they smell them, Tim. This isn't, you know, walking around smelling the roses.
Well, that's what I like. Now, Chipwich is two of those cookies.
I would say regular size cookies. Yeah. Largish.
We're not
chocolate
talking
chip cookies.
Not the size of an Oreo or a Chips Ahoy, is what I'm saying.
No, like the size of a homemade chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Although, maybe a little bit bigger.
Yeah. And sometimes it's oatmeal.
The size of a
Jesus Christ.
Of a chocolate chip cookie you'd buy from the supermarket.
An Auntie Anne's.
Oh, I don't think they're
that
big. Wait,
those are pretzels. Mrs. Fields.
They're bigger than Mrs. Fields. They're smaller than Mrs. Fields.
Well, Mrs. Fields has a couple size cookies, Tom.
Does she?
Yeah. Small and large. It's about in between a small and large Mrs. Fields.
Man, I haven't had Mrs. Fields in such a long time.
You want to go to the mall after this?
Oh, my God. Have you ever had one of those Mrs. Fields cookie cakes?
No, I've never had a cookie cake in
my
life, Tom.
Holy moly. Tim, it's a cookie, but it's the size of a cake, and you eat it like a cake. But you have to be careful because sometimes if you eat too much of it, you feel very sick.
Is there anything else?
But all you want to do in life
is just a cookie.
Eat as much of it.
Is it hot? Is it served hot?
No, but it's that like gooey Mrs. Fields kind of. Mm. And maybe it
is
served
thicker
hot.
Than a normal cookie.
A little bit, but it's still pretty thin.
Hmm. I bet I could eat a whole cookie cake. What is it? Ooh. Like the size of a large pizza.
Yeah, it is probably about not
like
the
a
size
Domino's
of a large,
large or like a
yeah,
Gina's
it's
pizza
like it, I would say this thing's maybe 14 inches in circumference.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about. You can probably look it up online.
In diameter?
In diameter, yeah.
Oh, now who's the math idiot? And then in between the two cookies, there's ice cream. Forming a Chipwich.
I don't think you said there were two cookies.
I
think
I
you
did,
were
but you
really
were too busy thinking of something else to say.
Yeah.
You were thinking of other
cookies.
Cookie sizes.
Well, can you blame me?
Thinking of other cookie sizes? Man, just could you imagine a cookie cake turned into a Chipwich? Two cookie cakes turned into a Chipwich?
It would maybe be too much. It would have to be still as thin as a Chipwich.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want everything going crazy.
I think it should be thinner than a Chipwich. What do you think about that?
You know what, Tim? I'll take it. I'll try it.
Yeah.
I mean, the dream of the Mrs. Fields cookie cake is that they've made a cookie that we've previously been told was impossible. That you can't,
big, it's
yeah.
Large.
That you can't,
yeah.
When you're making cookies in the oven, like, you know, every kid's like, "Hey, but we just make like one big cookie."
Well, we don't have a cookie sheet that
and
big.
It's like,
you
nah,
idiot.
You fucking moron! You get just
slapped
upside
yeah.
the head. Slapped, always slapped. But Mrs. Fields, the scientists over there, they figured it out.
Mrs. Fields
is
slapping her son when he's trying to make
no,
a big
she's
cookie.
Saying, you know what? Why don't you give it a try? And if it doesn't work, we'll figure it out together, son.
I wish Mrs. Fields was my mom.
Me too.
That's I wish I was Tim Fields.
Don't tell that to the people at the mall. They're unsympathetic.
One time I tried to make a big Swedish fish at my house by melting a bunch of little Swedish fish together in a frying pan. Ruined the frying pan. I got in so much trouble.
Yeah.
I think I might have just thrown out the frying pan, and my parents like assumed... Like, well, Tim probably wasn't using the frying pan. He would have no idea where it was.
Your dad came home like, to fry a fish for my dinner. But, Tim, I'll tell you, the people at Mrs. Fields, they're very, they don't, if you go there and you say something to them like, boy, I wish I was Mrs. Fields' son like you, they
don't
look
like
at you like you got two heads.
Yeah.
They don't know how good they have it.
What are we talking about?
Chipwiches. So you're saying a Chipwich you can bite into because it's insulated by cookies.
Yeah.
I've had Chipwiches that are frozen to the point where that is not the case. That the cookies are so cold that it's still
well,
locked.
The cookies will never be like it's a cold and wet thing that activates the sensitivity, you see. The
cookies will never get that cold. You understand that there isn't some unique property.
No. What I meant was
no. NASA's looking into it. They're thinking about insulating the next space shuttle.
The cookies,
with cookies
will never get that cold and wet, right? It's the ice cream. It's you know, if something's cold but it's dry, there's not a lot of moisture in it, mm-hmm. it's not going to hurt my sensitive teeth as much.
I was going to say, too, cookies aren't as dense as ice cream.
Yeah, Tom, shut up. Klondike bar, the chocolate coating is too dainty. What would I do for a Klondike bar? Nothing. Fuck off.
Wow. Klondike bars are, they've got to be real cold or else the whole thing goes to shit real quick.
Yeah.
Like they just melt.
Because there's not enough chocolate. The structural integrity won't hold it all in.
I like the thin chocolate. It's
nice.
That's
creepy. I like it when it's just barely, it's like barely piercing the skin.
Look, Tim, I've had a lot of focus groups with my perverts, my potential customers, and that's what they all say.
Focus groups is what you want to call them, Tom.
What about, have you had a Reese's dessert bar?
What is this?
It's kind of like, so there are Reese's Klondike bars.
Okay.
That,
so
it's
what
like
is that?
Peanut butter ice cream in okay. there. But the Reese's people...
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing everybody that Reese's peanut butter is some sort of elevated peanut butter.
Yeah. And I feel like people are starting to see through it, myself included, because they've started just putting it in so much stuff that you're like, oh, this is just like peanut butter with a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so good.
Exactly. But also, it's the mixture of the peanut butter and the chocolate that makes Reese's so special.
So that's what...
And the Reese's Klondike bar... That ratio is going to be yeah. all messed up.
So the...
Furious. Sweating.
The Reese's dessert...
Pacing around.
The Reese's dessert bar kind of fixes that because it looks like a Reese's cup.
Okay.
And it... And
a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yes.
Show a little respect, Tom.
And as such, the... Well, I'm on a first name basis with them.
Hmm.
Well, I guess just... two words instead of three words basis.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got thicker chocolate.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. Would I go for it in a freezer? Yeah, I would.
I mean, it sounds great. I love a Reese's peanut butter cup, but why wouldn't you just eat a Reese's peanut butter cup? Because you want a frozen treat. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are bigger.
I just didn't want you to get yelled. Well, you know what, Tom? You didn't say they were bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like the size of a Klondike bar.
You didn't explain to everybody what a Klondike bar even is. You're doing a terrible job.
A Klondike bar...
You're the guy who wanted to do frozen treats, and instead you're just talking about perverts and not adequately explaining the frozen treats, Tom.
A Klondike bar, everybody knows what a Klondike bar is. It's like a...
But people don't know what a Chipwich is?
Yeah. I don't know if they're international. Klondike bars are from the North Pole.
Yeah,
and that's
why
they
sense.
Got a polar bear on there. Mm-hmm. It's like a square of ice cream, maybe 2 inches by 2 inches. Two and a half inches by 2.5 inch square of ice cream.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe about an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's covered with a thin chocolate shell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's wrapped in like a silver foil.
Yeah, foil, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice
like
presentation.
I feel like they should have stopped wrapping food in foil in... Like 1950.
No,
right?
It's
like,
nice. It's quaint.
Yeah.
Until somebody starts poisoning them all. But when you buy a Klondike bar at the store, they come in a box.
Tom.
What?
You're buying Klondike bars in bulk?
Yeah, buying everything.
You live
in bulk.
Alone.
I don't buy Klondike bars, but I see them in the freezer when I'm buying other frozen treats.
Okay. All right.
Which I'll get to. I'll get to the frozen treats that I keep on hand.
All right.
You
are an odd man, Tom.
This is actually what I think might be the best frozen ice cream treat. It's not the king like Klondike bars, but it's my personal favorite, the Choco Taco.
Choco Taco is good.
Tim, what's a Choco Taco? Explain to you.
I might get this wrong. It's in the shape of a hard shell taco.
Yes.
Except guess what? The taco is made out of a waffle. Waffle cone.
Like a thin waffle.
Yeah.
Not that thin.
No, thick enough that my sensitive teeth can...
Yeah, it's about the thickness of a waffle ice cream cone shell. Oh, ice cream cone.
Now figure this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think, okay, so a waffle cone stuffed with ground beef and beans and lettuce
sour
and tomato.
Cream.
No, none of that stuff. Just vanilla ice cream in there.
Well, and like chocolate.
Shh,
what?
Shut up. I'm telling them about
well,
it.
You said just vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, that's
not
what
true.
It's stuffed with. And then it's dipped in a chocolate about halfway down.
And I think there are some nuts on
there. Yeah, there's
too,
some
right?
nuts mixed in with the chocolate.
Yeah.
But inside the taco, is it, why do you ask me to explain something if you're just gonna interrupt me and tell me I'm wrong?
I don't want
when
you to
I'm
mislead people.
Right.
What if somebody stopped listening to the episode right there and they were like, oh, I gotta go get one of these, and they have a nut allergy?
Well, no, not even that. You're just like,
hook.
Oh, no, not just vanilla ice cream. No, on the inside is just vanilla ice cream.
Sometimes
the chocolate is on the exterior, Tom.
Sometimes it gets inside.
Yeah, if some friggin' slob is eating it.
No, if some slob is making it at the factory.
Mm. Robots make them, and robots can't be slobs.
Because
they'll get things in their gears.
Yeah, that's the last thing they need is nuts in their or chocolate. Yeah, we got chocolate in the robot again. We gotta get a new robot. Put this one down.
Yeah, the Choco Taco, I would say, is a top three frozen treat.
It's like a nice chewy frozen treat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's chewier than you'd think. That waffle cone is doing a lot of the work there.
Yeah, how come we don't see that particular type of waffle in more products?
In more frozen treats?
Yeah.
Hard to say, Tom.
Because it's like that waffle, sure, it's in the shape of a taco there, but you can make that waffle in other shapes. It's not a taco thing. It's
Tom,
a waffle.
Why have they not made a Stroop waffle ice cream sandwich?
Exactly.
I had the Stroop waffle
McFlurry.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
But too much ice cream. The ratio was messed up.
Yeah, it
you
needs more
that,
Stroop
Ronald?
Waffle.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have one of them?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're very good.
But that's not a frozen treat.
No, it's anything but. It's ice cream.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We'll be right back.
We messed up. We messed up bad. We messed up big time. Big league.
What did you do?
We forgot to say who suggested this topic.
Me?
No. This came from a Patreon patron.
Okay.
And people can do the thing at patreon.com/completeguide. This came from Nikki Fortier, who I think also suggested another topic.
Huh. That we used?
I think so. I remember you saying that name last week or a couple weeks ago.
Executive producer.
Yeah.
I had this idea as well, though.
Well... You do that. That's classic Tom.
I have the paper trail to prove it.
Somebody will suggest something or do something, and you go, "Yeah, that was my idea too. I just didn't say it."
Well, I'm just saying it'd be nice if once in a while I got credit for picking out a topic.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tom. Sorry, Nikki. You're a fraud.
Yeah. Don't quit stealing my ideas.
Yeah.
Let's get. You know what? I've got one more mini category, and then we'll move on to the main attraction.
We're not there yet?
No.
I hate this episode.
Tim, I want to talk about drinkable frozen treats.
This is bullshit, Tom.
What do you mean?
Drinkable frozen treats.
Yeah.
How are you defining frozen treats?
I told you, not...
Yeah, no, you can't define something by what it's not.
Yeah, I can. I'm defining it as it has to have the word frozen in it. The category does. Look, Tim, I'm talking about drinkable frozen
Define
treats.
Define frozen treat.
It's a treat, sugary, that's frozen, but it's soft serve ice cream or scoopable ice cream. Look,
why
fine.
Why don't you just say ice cream?
Fine. Ice cream's also a frozen treat, but we're not going to talk about it.
Why not?
Because we've done ice cream as an episode. We'll be here all day if we talk about ice cream.
It feels like we're here all day anyway.
Tim, I'm talking about drinkable frozen treats that aren't milkshakes or floats.
Okay.
Floats are pretty good, though, huh?
I like milkshakes more
Tim,
than
Tim, we're
floats.
Not talking about milkshakes. What did I just tell you?
All right. I do like floats.
So, you like a Coke or a root beer?
Root beer.
Nah. Coke's better, but I like a root beer float as well.
Yeah, I like them both. Why did you make it seem like I had to choose?
Because, look, I'm not going to give you both.
I agonized over that decision, Tom.
Tim, where do you stand on Slurpees versus Slushies? The question of our day.
I don't know that I've ever had a slushy, but I don't like Slurpees.
Too cold for your sensitive teeth?
No, it bypasses the teeth. Straw, baby.
Yeah. Brain freezes?
I don't like the brain freezes, but I also, they just seem cheap.
Yeah, they are cheap. That's one of the things that makes them nice.
Yeah, no, it just seems like it's not... It's like if you're going to eat a candy,
mm-hmm.
right? I would go a non-chocolate candy, right?
Yeah, like a fruity candy.
I'd go for a Mike and Ike
mm-hmm.
or like a Sour Patch Kid. And the Slurpee reminds me more of like the lemon heads, like those...
Like way too sugary.
Just the crappy yeah. low end
mm-hmm.
of and that's what I find... Slurpees to be like the crappy low end of frozen treats.
So then wait, what's like a high end Slurpee?
No, I would rather have like a milkshake or a float or something.
Come on.
If I'm going to drink a sweet treat.
Yeah, but they don't have those at 7-Eleven.
I don't go to I don't do all my shopping at CVS and 7-Eleven, Tom.
Man, if CVS started having Slurpees, that'd be great.
I go to 7-Eleven for one thing and one thing only. Weird varieties of Chex Mix.
Oh, they do have like a whole mess.
Yeah,
of...
the one there's a 7-Eleven near me. I would not set that... foot in it unless I'm going to
yeah,
get
yeah, that's
it.
Like a test kitchen for Chex Mix there.
Chex Mix gets weird. I had a...
What's the weirdest one you've seen lately?
What was it? Spicy dill.
Mm.
And it was... way too spicy.
Yeah.
And it tasted like pickles. It was...
Yeah, well, that's what dill is.
And whenever they do these weird Chex Mixes, it's not like, and we just put this flavor on the regular Chex Mix. There were like these really big, thick, like breadstick kind of things in there.
Yeah. That they didn't used to have?
That, like, aren't in any other variety of Chex Mix.
Hmm.
Yeah, the Chex Mix factory must be wild. I'd love to go to the Chex Mix test kitchen.
Yeah, you're going to... Everybody there has got Chex Mix along.
It's fine. Small price to pay.
I feel like I'm seeing a lot of dill-flavored things lately.
Yeah?
And dill's becoming a hot flavor.
Wow. Wow, Tom, interesting.
No, I'm just pointing out I have my finger on the pulse of flavors.
Yeah, what accounts for that, do you think?
I don't know. Pickles?
Probably.
People miss pickles.
Well, guess what? Pickles never went anywhere.
Well, that
7-Eleven sells those big pickles in like the single serving.
Oh, God, I would never buy one of those.
Plastic package filled with the pickle
juice. Pickles are something you gotta buy in bulk.
Don't buy everything single pickles. Is something you gotta buy in bulk, according to you.
Well, pickles is
Costco
is,
Tom.
Pickles is especially up there. I'd rather be Costco Tom than CBS Tom.
Yeah, guess what?
You should try and sell that slogan to the pickle industry. Pickles never went anywhere. Right? Was that what you said?
Yeah, pickles never went away.
And pickles never went away.
Pickles are back. Go screw. Don't call it a comeback, well, right? That... Oh, they can license
Don't call it a comeback.
Mama said knock you out. Yeah. Don't call it a comeback. Pickles have been here for years.
Oh, so they got to like hire somebody to re-record it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
LL Cool J.
Now it's getting real expensive.
Yeah, well, ladies love Cool James.
Ooh, but if it's LL Cool J rapping with the Vlasic stork.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, then all of a sudden I'm beating feet to the store to buy some pickles.
Yeah, now that's a mashup I can get behind. What?
Stuttered, Well, now that's a it's cool.
Yeah, we all heard.
Slushies I've only had at the beach, and they're very nice. It's like little balls, little ice balls.
Yeah, that doesn't seem appealing to me.
No, it's nice. It's like
what were
a
you
different
doing at the beach, ogling women.
Yeah, product testing. No, they're nice. I like slushies. Slushies though. It's like drinking syrup. It's fantastic. It's very good. Watermelon syrup. Mm-mm. Tim, let's get to the main event here, and let's talk about frozen treats.
We've been talking about frozen treats.
Yeah, but now I'm talking about the real frozen treats.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Who is this for?
It's for fans of frozen treats.
Okay. Sorry.
Here's why I'm going to start with the king again. The king of frozen treats.
I thought the Klondike was.
That was the king of frozen ice cream treats.
I hate you.
The
so
king
much.
Of frozen treats. Italian ices.
All right.
Now there's a question of Marino's versus Luigi's.
Oh, yeah, that was on the tip of everybody's.
Yeah. And the answer is Marino's. They're the original. Number one, baby.
I don't know the difference.
Yeah. Well, the Luigi's, I don't know. I don't think Luigi's are as widespread.
Yeah, I might not have ever had a
They're like
Luigi.
A little more whipped. It's nice. It's very nice. You eat it too fast, in my opinion. Mm. The Marino's Italian ice, you got to kind of like scoop it yourself. You kind of got to make it nice yourself.
You got to scrape it a lot.
You got to scrape it.
Yeah.
They don't
when
give
you get
the...
to the bottom, there's like sugar crystals. Oh, though.
Yeah, and that's the good stuff.
Yeah,
they don't give you the wooden spoons in the box anymore, which is unfortunate.
You buy boxes of them?
Yeah, buy boxes of them.
You are a maniac. Tim, you sit at home on your couch and eat an Italian
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, they're only 100 calories each. They're great.
And bemoan the fact that a little wooden stick isn't included in the box?
Yeah.
You fool.
Well, I was going to offer you one, and then
I
you're
don't
not going to get
one.
One.
Well, can I have one, actually?
No, you can't have one.
I'd like one.
No, I have two different flavors.
What
too.
Flavors? Lemon?
No.
Cherry?
No.
What the hell flavors do you have?
I have orange.
Orange?
Yeah.
I don't remember there being orange.
Yeah, well, times have changed, Tim.
Yeah, but I don't change along with the times.
And I have a tri-color one, which is cherry, lemon, and blueberry.
So when I said cherry and lemon before...
Yeah, you were wrong. All right. If you had said cherry and lemon and blueberry, you'd be right.
You know what was messed up? You know what I hated?
What?
Chocolate Italian ices.
You know what? I did too.
Get out of town with that crap.
I did too, but I've gotten them recently when the Italian ices are on sale and they only have chocolate left. They're not bad. They're pretty
good. Tom, how often do you buy Italian ices?
When they're on sale.
How often do you eat Italian ices?
Every night if I can.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 100-calorie treat.
You have 100 calories. I was going to say 100 Italian ices. That's not
I
right.
wish.
You have an Italian ice, like... Tonight, I'm going to leave here.
Yeah, I'm going to have an Italian ice.
You're going to sit on the couch, turn on your green lights, watch Arrow on television, and eat an Italian ice?
I don't know what I'm going to watch, but yeah, I'm probably going to enjoy an Italian ice.
That you are a maniac.
Why does that make me a maniac, because enjoying an Italian ice?
Every you night
just,
of your life?
You just deprive yourself of joy.
No, it's just a weird thing.
Why is it a weird thing? It's having dessert. You don't have dessert.
You go to the gas station, you buy yourself a wrap, and then you have an Italian ice for dessert.
I don't go to the gas station. I go to CVS. It's a health food store. And then I go, and I have an Italian ice. And I've already bought them at the store. It was two boxes for $6. I've got a dozen of them in the fridge waiting for me.
Can I have one of them?
No, you can't have
one. Can I have one of them?
I'd rather throw them in the fucking garbage than give you one right now after what you said. Scumbag. You don't deserve an Italian ice. Piece of shit. Flavor ices. Where do you fall on them?
Too sweet. They burn my throat.
God, you are real. You have a sensitive
throat. Yeah, I just
throat.
Won't eat shit, Tom.
Old,
sorry.
Old sensitive mouth, Tim.
Yeah. One time a dentist got real mad at me. He told me he had a small mouth. He's like, you know, you got a real small mouth. I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you make my job a real pain in the ass, kid.
And it was like, yeah, I've been to many dentists in my life. Yeah, probably like 4 different dentists.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this guy was having so much trouble because my mouth was too small or
Did
something.
Did he have big hands?
I don't know. Just hated him.
Yeah. You gotta look for a new dentist and see if you can put in the search criteria, small hands.
Small hands, as small
caters
as possible.
Caters to small mouths like myself.
Didn't think that was a thing that was necessary.
Flavor ices. Now, there's like a real low-class treat.
Explain it, Tom.
So it's just like a sleeve. It's a plastic sleeve full of, you know, sugar water that you freeze, and then you rip the top off of, and you slurp it in the summer.
Yeah, see, I don't see any measurable difference between that and a Slurpee.
No, because Slurpees aren't hard like that.
Yeah, but they're just like, you know... The ice, but like flavor wise.
Yeah, flavor wise, I'll give you that. Like the They're same pretty shit. Similar. Yeah. I mean, it's just sugar. It's just sugar water.
Yeah.
Snow cones.
The worst. The worst treat.
Yeah. They're never
they're
as good as you. Yeah, because all the syrup just falls through the snow.
That's another thing that should have died during the Great Depression, which was the last time anybody enjoyed them.
When I was.
Ice cubes. Mmm.
When I was a kid, I was never really like allowed. You ever have like toys when you're a kid where you're just like kind of not allowed to use them because it's like a pain in the ass?
The game Mousetrap. Yeah,
exactly. Like I had Mousetrap and it was like, let's play Mousetrap. It was like, ugh. Yeah. It's like, just let me set up all the shit and do it. No, yeah. I'll screw it up. I'll break everything. But I had a Snoopy snow cone maker.
Oh, I remember that. That was oddly a
common thing, though.
Yeah, but
right?
It was a popular thing. And who was eating those Snoopy snow cones?
I think it didn't really work. You had to like put
Charles
ice.
Charles Schultz is a
well, I don't know if he invented
scam artist. Well, what did he put Snoopy's name on it for?
It's true.
I like Charles Schultz.
He put Snoopy's name on, not his.
Yeah.
Hey, talk to Snoopy. It was his idea. You think he like
he had Linus prepare all his tax returns when the IRS came. He's like, I don't know, man. Tax return. Talk to Linus.
Yeah, and they took him out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
You like put ice cubes in it and then it would just kind of like shave. I think it was dangerous. I think it had razors to like shave the ice. I think that's why. And I think it just like kind of didn't work.
Yeah, I can imagine that just getting jammed up all the time.
Yeah, and it was like a thing where I always was like, let's do that. Let's use the Snoopy thing. And it was like, nah, that thing doesn't.
Were your parents like, your freaking uncle got that for you?
Yeah, probably something.
Tom, we're uncles.
Yeah, we can get real like crappy things that don't work that will disappoint
No, but they'll blame their parents for not letting them use it.
Yeah, we'll be like, sorry. And whenever we see them, we can be like, hey, how's that snow cone maker? You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, your dad is a real asshole.
Yeah, you should run away. All right, now let's talk about the iskles. Popsicles?
That's not iskle.
Sickles. Sickles. Popsicles, creamsicles, and fudgesicles.
Selenemia.
No, not sickle cell anemia. These are sickles.
Wait, what are they? Popsicles?
Popsicle, fudgesicle, creamsicle.
All right, they're fine.
What do you mean they're fine?
They're fine.
I would put creamsicles as one of the top three for me.
Out of the three that you listed?
No, out of all frozen treats.
Okay.
Even including ice cream frozen treats and drinkable frozen treats.
Okay.
But not.
I don't know that I've ever had a creamsicle. Is there orange involved?
Yeah, it's vanilla ice cream on the inside and frozen orange on the outside.
Orange frozen orange.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a delicious. It's like a peaches and cream, but it's orange and cream.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had it.
What? It's one of the best tastes out there.
One thing that I'm learning is that you are way more into frozen treats than I am.
Yeah, so I wanted to do the episode.
Yeah.
That's why I get so mad at you giving Nikki the credit because, you know, I've been doing
Nikki suggested it.
A lifelong research. I know, but
you
I already had the idea.
10 years to bring it up as a topic.
I wanted to wait until we were as big as possible.
Well, I got bad news for you, Tom.
So we had the largest audience possible.
No, guess what? It's contracting.
Oh, I waited too long.
You waited too long. You blew it.
Let's shelve this episode till we're back on top.
Tom, I got news for you. Unless you're going to get a time machine. You start perfecting time travel so we could go back to when we were at one time broke the top 100 of comedy podcasts in one country.
Well, I guess I'll have to get to work.
Yeah. Make it a.
Thank you for laying everything out for me. Yeah. I also have these are frozen treats that I left off. Oh, fudgesicles are pretty good too. That's a nice night.
You said that already.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything about them. That's a nice nighttime treat.
Nighttime?
Yeah, these are nighttime treats for the most part. Nah.
What is your after dinner like? Italian ices and fudgesicles before bed?
Yeah, those are the best kind of after dinner treats because they're small. They're not like...
A fudgesicle?
Yeah, fudgesicle is pretty small. Fudgesicle is also low calorie. I think maybe even less than 100 calories, if I'm being honest with you.
I appreciate the candor, but honestly...
Have you ever had a fudgesicle?
Yeah, I think so.
You would like them. They're kind of chewy as well. They're chewy like a Choco Taco is a little bit.
I bet it.
I don't know if they're actually made out of fudge.
I'm not sure that I'm interested in frozen treats.
Well, you picked a hell of a time to bring that up, Tim. I left out the good humor. The good humor ice cream bars like strawberry shortcake.
Oh, those have
those are
crunchies on the outside.
Yeah, those are ice cream frozen treats.
Yeah, those are good though.
Yeah.
I like those.
An ice pop. Oh, I had like three other little things here. Okay. And then can we solve a problem after that?
Sure, if you want.
An ice pop is I don't need to go over that. This guy who claims that he invented the ice pop, he patented the concept of frozen ice on a stick in 1923.
Smart.
I mean, you could patent that in 1923? I mean, hadn't that happened like at a lake? Like
by
a
accident,
stick
maybe.
Went in a lake, yeah. And it was like, ew.
Nobody thought to monetize it.
He said he came up with the idea in 1905 at the age of 11. He accidentally left a glass of powdered lemonade soda and water with a...
Wait, what was this glass of...
Powdered lemonade soda and water with a mixing stick on it. On his porch during a cold night, a story still printed on the back of popsicle treat boxes. So it was like an accidental invention.
The best inventions are.
I don't know if that's a true.
They always say like it's always an accident. Silly putty was an accident. It's like that's a shitty invention.
Yeah,
silly putty's useless.
Well, if you want to copy comics from the funny pages, it's not too bad.
They're backwards.
It's true. Well, then you put them back on. Blank newsprint newspaper. He sold the rights
to
his invention.
Silly putty reach such a revered place in our national imagination
because it came up when there was nothing to do.
Yeah,
you know, it's like boy,
I don't know. Toys from like the 50s,
yeah,
were great. Like licensed toys, like you could buy like an actual Howdy Doody. And don't tell me, like, who was an actual Howdy Doody. If you were in the 50s, you would have fucking loved
that,
the Howdy
but
Doody.
But that was probably so expensive. That was for rich kids. Mm. Poor kids got silly.
Well,
putty.
I would have been rich, Tom.
I would have known everything I know now, but back then. I didn't know this, and I don't know why they did this, but on June 22nd, 2005, Snapple tried to beat the existing Guinness World Record entry for the biggest ice pop. Why? Snapple doesn't make ice pops, right?
I mean,
maybe they do. They probably tried to make some stupid Snapple flavored ice pop that nobody liked.
Why are you so down on Snapple?
Ever since they fired Wendy.
They fired her?
I don't know.
Wendy the Snapple lady. She was the best part of the 90s. I liked when she would like guest star on sitcoms.
Yeah. So they tried to erect a 25-foot ice pop in New York City. It was 15.9 tons of frozen juice that was brought from Edison, New Jersey in a freezer truck. It melted faster than expected, dashing hopes of a new record. Spectators had to flee to higher ground as fireworkers hosed away the melted juice.
I remember this.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds hellish.
Yeah, it's not a friggin' dumb company.
Oh, that's not nice.
Do you want to solve a problem?
Yeah.
Welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
We're going to solve a problem. Tom, I'm still mad at you about this episode. I didn't like your attitude.
No. Then you're especially not getting an Italian ice.
I'm going to get an Italian ice.
I told you, I'll throw them all out before I give you one.
You're not going to? All right. Throw them all out then.
Well, no, I'm gonna physically block you from taking one.
I'm gonna take one.
Things get too close.
As an olive branch.
No,
I think you should go get me one right now.
Like
I think we should solve this problem while munching down on some. What?
Too much scraping sounds.
Yeah, no, it'll be authentic.
No.
You are a cheap bastard.
I'm not a cheap bastard. You ridiculed my way of life.
Yeah,
and now you
want to
take part. No. What's the problem?
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom, this comes to us from a lady. Can you give her a name? Because I don't think we can use her name.
Sandra.
Sandra.
Bullock.
Sandy Bullock. Right?
Hubba hubba.
Hey, Tim and Tom, I'm a big fan. Wow. That is an honor.
Jeez, I'm starstruck.
I listen to you guys every time I'm driving. And
probably buses.
Imagine Keanu Reeves is like, all right, here are some maneuvers you need to pull. And she's like, shut up, listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys are in the car with me, making me laugh out loud, literally. You can use my name, by the way. Oh, her name's Maria.
Oh, well, now I've got Sandra Bullock in my head.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Did she mention if she looks like Sandra Bullock? I'm a dead ringer for Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, that was the next sentence.
Oh, okay.
So I just got a new job, and
my friends call me Sandra Bullock because I look so much like her.
I just got a new job, and I'm super excited about it. They're flying me out to their headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah, for my first week of orientation, which is super cool, but also nerve-wracking. I've never been to Salt Lake City, Utah, and I don't know anyone who will be there. Do you have any suggestions on what to do when I'm there and how to make friends with my new coworkers? I'll need to impress the higher-ups at the company. Oof, I'm so nervous. Please help. Love, Maria. Sandra Bullock.
I don't know if you need to impress the higher-ups.
Is she going to live there?
It doesn't sound like if she's saying they're flying her out.
Yeah.
She would say they're moving me to Salt Lake City. And she wouldn't be concerned about impressing the higher. She would be like,
yeah.
Because she's making an impression. It's not like, I need to know how to do a good job from now on. You think she's working for the Utah Jazz?
Either that or the Mormons.
Yeah. I was going to, what did she ask? How to impress her bosses or whatever?
She wants to have suggestions on what to do when she's there. We don't know.
Go to a Utah Jazz game.
And how to make friends with her new coworkers and impress the higher-ups.
Yeah, take them to a Utah Jazz game.
Go drink the water from the lake.
What lake? Tim, what are you trying to drive her mad?
What do you mean?
Drinking all that salt water?
There's so much water there. It's water everywhere. And all of it to drink.
She'll go insane drinking salt water. Don't drink the water in the lake.
Do not try to impress your new coworkers by going to the Great Salt Lake and drinking the water.
Yeah, and say, hey, check this out.
Yeah. The higher-ups might be impressed by that, though.
Right. Bold decision-making, Sandra. You're the new vice president.
Yeah.
I would honestly, I want to go. Like, I've only been to Chicago in the Midwest.
I don't know, Salt Lake City's the Midwest.
What would you call it?
It's West.
Is it West?
It's in Utah.
It's not on the coast.
So?
It's not on the coast.
All right.
Would you say Pennsylvania is an East Coast city? Pennsylvania state?
I would say it's an eastern state.
Yes. I would say this is a western state.
Yeah, but you said Midwest, and then I said it was western. Tom, what's wrong with you today?
I've been to southwestern states. I've never been to any western states, let's say that. And I've only been to Illinois in the Midwest. I've only been to Nevada and Arizona in the Southwest. Yeah. I'd like to go to the western states. I'd like to go to midwestern states. I'd like to go to Salt Lake City. I'd like to go to Branson, Missouri. I'd like to see these places.
Okay. Why would you like to see Branson?
Because I think they
You want to go see Yakov Smirnoff?
Yeah. No, it sounds interesting. Like, it just sounds like something different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious about it. And in Salt Lake City, I would like to see these Mormon Hollywood studios where they make all the Mormon movies.
There are Mormon movies?
There's like a whole industry.
You'll have to forgive me, Tom. I'm not Mormon.
Well, I'm not either, Tim, but you know what? I like to be open
to... And I don't know what a movie is.
There's like a whole industry of, you know, by Mormons for Mormons where it's like, you know, we're making movies that... you know, reflect our values for the people that, you know, want to watch this stuff. Right. So they make like a ton. There's like big studios and stuff there. And we don't see that stuff. They don't have it at a Blockbuster Video.
Right.
They've got it at, you know, stores around there or whatever. I bet you can go on tours and stuff of that. I would love to do something like that.
Well, why don't you friggin' do it?
Maybe I will.
But why don't you go out there while Maria's out there and go with her, and then she'll be like, hey, this is a podcaster I listen to, and then everybody will be impressed.
He's come on this work trip with me because he really wants to go see the Mormon film studios. Maybe that's where she's going to work. And in that case, take everybody to a Utah Jazz game. Show them the other, you know, cultural thing that I know there.
Yeah.
I think it's the NBA Finals right now.
It's not. It's not even close. And the Utah Jazz are maybe not a team anymore.
Nah, they got it.
Is Karl Malone still on the squad?
I hope so.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fire him.
No.
He's the mailman.
All right.
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
Follow me @YourPalTim.
If you want to support the show, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/completeguide. We're starting a new book on Books the Podcast this week called, to give the exact title, you're reading it.
Yeah, all right. You don't have to. Why are you being so angry all the
time? I'm not being angry, Tim. I'm being direct.
You're reading it. Give them the title.
Yeah, I'm being direct.
The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
By?
Stephen Covey.
Good.
Why are you trying to make me look
I'm
like an asshole?
I'm trying to be highly effective.
Well, it's not working. Everybody thinks you're an asshole.
I don't think so.
Nobody. You. Weigh in on the Reddit, what is it?
To tcgte.reddit.com.
Yeah, go there and vote for who came off better in this episode, me or Tom. And be detailed about how sad Tom's life sounds.
No, it sounds great. I'm eating.
Can I have one of those Italian ices?
Oh, no, Tim, I'm sorry. I don't want you to have a sad life like me.
Go see us in London.
See us in London. TCGT.com/live. Hey, maybe we'll do another Frozen Treats episode one of the nights.
Tom, seriously, if this episode doesn't end with both of us eating Italian ices,
well, I got
there's going to be trouble.
It might end with one of us eating an Italian ice.
This is bullshit.
TCGTE.com/live, where you can
go get me one. I'm gonna get one for myself.
No, fucking sit down.
No,
you're not allowed to go in my Tim. I'm gonna call the cops. He's going in my I don't. Ooh, I'm real mad. You can support the show also by going to tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping, where it doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get no, and not the tricolor one. You son of a bitch.
Hell yeah.
If I could think of
I would have gotten you one, but I didn't want to.
Oh, wait.
This spoon looks dirty. Do you clean your spoons wrong?
No. Some of the spoons just always look dirty. No matter how much I clean them. So now I'm not even mad. Now I'm just jealous that you're eating one and I'm not.
Mm.
You should have gone for a small spoon. That's what I like in those.
Tough shit. I had to do what I did.
Yeah.
Oh, this rules.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I could have a... Because I'm out. You know, I'm not sitting at home like a loser. What? I'm doing
something.
You have
the weirdest rules. You don't abide...
You eat a friggin' Italian ice every night alone.
I'm not always alone, and it's fine, even if I am. I need to eat. I don't do performative eating like you do. Like, oh, look, I'm eating to impress.
I eat in the bathroom all the time, and you know it.
Do you really eat in the bathroom?
No.
All right, good. Don't eat in the bathroom.
No, that's terrible.
That's where all the poop is.
Yeah, do you just kind of face your chair to the wall and eat an Italian ice?
No, I watch TV. I put something on the old boob tube and I eat an Italian
ice. I didn't mean
ice.
to imply that you never saw people, but...
It's fine to eat an Italian ice while you're alone.
It's really not tough.
It is. It's not like I'm, you know, like drinking a bottle of whiskey or something by myself.
I would prefer that you were drinking a bottle of whiskey.
No, you can't really drink with an Italian ice. It, you know, the flavors don't mix well.
Yeah, I know. So get rid of the Italian ice.
Here's if you've listened this long, I'm going to share with you.
It's good. I like the tricolor.
Yeah, it's so good.
Thank you for offering.
I'm so mad that you took one of those instead of an orange, even.
Yeah, do you think I wanted a fucking orange?
The oranges are good, but those ones are the best. I know, but I wanted more. I'm going to go back to the supermarket tomorrow and buy them out.
Was that like a threat to me?
No. Just because they're so good, I love them, and I should have them all the time. And they don't go bad, I don't think. I mean, they're frozen.
Yeah. Merinos.
Here's a hack. I shouldn't speak out of school. You can go to some Mr. Softies, and here's something you can order. A Merinos Italian Ice with soft serve ice cream on top of it.
Mm.
Then you get the best of both worlds.
I like soft serve.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Softy soft serve's the best soft serve, mm-hmm. I would think.
I had it the other day. I was barred from talking about it on this episode, though. I didn't want to raise your ire.
No, you could talk about it, but you would have had to talk about it during the beginning of the episode when we weren't talking about frozen treats yet.
Right. Anyway, thanks for this Italian ice, Tom.
You're welcome. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.